More than 200 days have passed since the state of Illinois has had a budget, and while the Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Illinois Democratic legislature remain in a standoff, state-funded schools are getting squeezed. Yesterday, Republican state lawmakers announced a proposal to allow Chicago public schools to declare bankruptcy. And for Illinois' universities, almost 130,000 students receiving education grants through what's called the Monetary Award Program, or MAP, are no longer getting that money from the state. We're going to hear now from two people dealing with the fallout, starting with Randy Dunn, president of the Southern Illinois University System. He joins us from Edwardsville. President Dunn, welcome to Here and Now.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy.
And this affects a large number of students. How many have decided not to re-enroll because of losing the grant money?
Well, you know, at this point, we're still in the process of determining that exact number. If you look at the SIU system as a whole, we have about 7,700 students who are MAP eligible. Now, of course, in any given semester, not all of those students will decide to come to school. Some will have other plans or make other arrangements. So we're looking right now at what the impact of this is. We anticipate that at the two undergraduate campuses for Southern Illinois University, we could be looking at hundreds of students, again, until we actually make the individual contacts, which we're in the process of doing, finding out why those students have not come back for spring semester. It's difficult to say, but certainly it's not beyond the pale to think that we may be looking at anywhere from 200 to 400 undergraduates not returning to one of the two SIU campuses. What I've said is that if you extrapolate that to the state as a whole, all of Illinois, we could potentially be looking at thousands of students who will lose that accessibility to higher education this semester. And understand, Jeremy, MAP dollars go not just to public university students, but this is a contract or a covenant between the state and all students. So this applies to students at community colleges or private institutions. But all of the colleges and universities are in the process of making contacts via their advisors or recruiters to find out why these students aren't back for spring.
And is this mostly low-income students that you're talking about?
Yeah, it is. There are income guidelines for accessibility to MAP. So we try to find out why those students aren't back. And, of course, it won't be because of MAP for all of them, but we anticipate a significant number of students statewide because of, not knowing how this all will play out, may make the decision to sit out for a semester or longer. One of the things that we have happening, of course, is that all of the public universities in the state, this isn't true for all of the community colleges or privates, but all of the public universities so far are continuing to front the MAP money from our own institutional funds. But we've had to change that message now to the students to say to them, if the state doesn't come through with that reimbursement, if they do not fund MAP and make it whole, we would have to come back to the students and ask for payments on their accounts. And I think that's had a chilling effect, again, for some number of them in looking at what they do for spring semester.
How long can you continue, though, to do that, to front the money?
Well, we've committed for spring semester, and I think as I talk to my colleague presidents around the state, everyone's doing that on a semester-by-semester basis. But understand, too, Jeremy, it's not just that we haven't seen the MAP money. The state support of public university operations has not been appropriated either. We've seen no support from the state of Illinois. It's part of the funding stream for all of the public universities, and it cannot go on forever. I think all of us are very hesitant to give some date certain or to say that at some point in time we're going to cut all of this off, because all of us are wanting to ensure that our students can come back to school. But this is not a situation that can go on indefinitely. And now in Illinois, we're hearing from these institutions that are saying they're about to hit the wall. The most notable has been Chicago State University, a sister institution, obviously, in Chicago, that's saying after March 1, they're not sure if they're financially viable anymore. We have a couple of the state universities that may not be too far behind them. So this is a critically serious situation.
Well, and actually, we're going to be speaking in just a moment with a student who's currently studying at Chicago State University about what's going on there. What would your message be to the state legislature and to the governor about the situation that you're in and how long you have to find a solution for it?
Within the past 20 years, Illinois has been recognized as a state with a system of public higher education that was really among the best in the country. And over the past 20 years, we've seen this dismantling, an incremental approach, piece by piece means that this has happened, where we've seen a disinvestment in the work of the state universities. And I do worry that we're just going to continue this to the point that we give up so much of what defines us as strong state universities that we're going to turn around and not be able to put it back again. It's not just educating students. That's the core work that we do, obviously, Jeremy. But if you look at what we do around economic development, regional support and services for quality of life, most of us are involved in public broadcasting. There are a range of services that great state universities provide. We are stewards of the places we're in. And we're in a time where I think we're about to lose that here in Illinois if we cannot get a solution to this budget stalemate that we have in front of us.
That's Randy Dunn, the president of the Southern Illinois University System. President Dunn, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate the opportunity.
And now let's hear from a student. Alejandra Lay is a junior studying psychology and Spanish at Chicago State University. She's one of the students that receives a scholarship through MAP. For now, Chicago State says it's covering the grant, but not all of those qualifying students have received the funding yet, including Alejandra. On top of that, the university announced this week that its financial reserves are nearly depleted, and come March, it won't even have enough money to pay its employees. Alejandra Lay, welcome to you. And let me first ask you how this has affected you, this cutoff of state funding for MAP.
It's affected me greatly, actually. Right now, for the first time in 3 years, I have a balance. And right now, I typically don't work during the week. And now I have to commute back from school all the way to my job. And it's about a 45-minute to an hour drive. So sometimes I don't even get lunch. It's very difficult because I'm working so that I can pay off this balance. And I don't want to ask my mother for money. I am a first-generation student, and my mother does not have the money to obviously put me through college. So, you know, I relied on the MAP grants, and now that this MAP grant is in here, it's hitting me. And I honestly don't know what I'm going to do probably for next semester.
How much money are we talking about? Like, when you say balance, what do you mean?
Probably like $1,000. I had like $1,000. And typically it costs about almost $5,000 a semester. The MAP grants usually cover that. Pell grants usually give you about $2,800, and then MAP grants give you about $1,500 to $1,600, depending, obviously, on how you fill out your FAFSA and how much your parents make. Now, the reason I have that balance is because I don't have the MAP grants, and now I have to find a way to pay that off.
What is your plan, your backup plan, if you aren't able to continue at Chicago State, either because you can't afford it or because they can't afford to do anything anymore?
Right now, I honestly don't have a backup plan. The only backup plan I have been thinking about is just to work. I recently got a new job. It's paying me fairly well. So honestly, the only thing I think about after if the doors aren't open for me and for us, actually, for all higher education students, I will probably just continue to work until I can find an institution that is affordable. Because at the moment, the only university that was affordable for me was Chicago State University.
And what were you hoping to do with your degree, by the way?
With my psychology degree, I wanted to continue on to get my master's in clinical mental health. And then I wanted to get my PhD in marriage and family therapy. That's not looking so bright for me right now.
Who do you blame for this situation?
Honestly, it's not our lawmakers. I don't blame anyone. It's just something that's out of our control.
You feel it's out of your control. There's nothing you can do about it.
I personally feel that if we launch a missile and all public institutions and organizations get together and just make it clear that we need a state budget, I feel that we can do something about it. However, we need to join together. And this is something that Illinois doesn't fully understand. Not everyone fully grasps this, is that we need to join together and launch this missile so that it can land on the desk of, you know, Bruce Rauner.
But between Bruce Rauner and the Democratic legislature, you don't blame one more than the other?
I don't blame one more than the other. Typically because it's not a one it's not a one-man team. It's not a one-man team. that's basically all I have to say about that.
That's Alejandra Lay, who's a junior studying psychology and Spanish at Chicago State University, one of the students that receives the state-funded MAP scholarship, which has now been cut because of the almost seven-month budget impasse going on in Illinois. Alejandra, thanks for joining us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
And the budget crisis in Illinois has so far shut down museums, police training classes, and some once-free services provided to victims of domestic violence. It's also meant huge cuts in local health departments and state parks. We're going to be following this story as it continues. But tell us your story if you're in Illinois. How have you been affected by the budget stalemate? Let us know at hereandnow.org.